So many people bring up questions about Jewish identity. It's unbelievable. There's so many definitions, so many ways of looking at what makes one Jewish. What we need to realize is that the Jewish spirit is strong and survived many, many challenges. Being Jewish is not just a religion. It's just not a belief system. It's more of a way of life. Everything we do in our daily lives has meaning. And there's ritual, meditation, celebration in everything around us. The lifestyle of the Jewish people is filled with wonder, excitement, adventure. The only thing one has to do is to stop and see and to experience it. Apathy and modernization are the greatest detriments to belief. Those who teach, guide, and counsel have grown complacent and apathetic. The teachings and lessons are from rote, and the children and the students are lost in a maze of facts, religious formality, and a sense of emptiness. They turn away from their beliefs to explore things that are more interesting and exciting. The modern world holds many things to pique one's interest. I'm reminded of a story that I frequently tell to people. There once was a young girl who went to Hebrew school, and for the first time, she started seeing things she had never seen before. Her grandparents wanted her to learn about the beauty of being Jewish, and so they sent her there. Well, from the first day, the young girl liked Hebrew school. Each day, she would learn something new, and she was so very excited about it. One day, she came home from school, wanting to share what she had learned about Shabbos. She ran to the door. "Mommy, Mommy, guess what I learned today?" The young girl began. "We learned that God made the whole world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. You know what, Mama? Do you know what? We should rest on Shabbos too." The mother patiently listened to her daughter and then said, "What you've learned is very, very nice. But we don't do things that way." Another day, the girl came home and excitedly called to her mother, "Mommy, Mommy, today I learned that on Erev Shabbos, the day before Shabbos, the whole family eats dinner together. The Shabbos candles are lit, Kiddush is said, and Shabbos is such a special day. And you know what? You know what else we do? The whole family talks and sings together." The mother listened to her daughter and explained, "We are very busy during the weekend and don't have time for those types of things." A week later, the young girl burst into the house on Sunday afternoon after Hebrew school and told her father, Daddy, I learned a bracha and what to say over the Shabbos candles. I'm going to light candles on Shabbos the way Bubby and Zadie, grandmother and grandfather, do on Shabbos." Father answered, "You will do no such thing. And all that old-fashioned stuff has no place here. And I do not want you lighting any candles." Now, the young girl was sure that if her parents could see the beauty of Shabbos, the candles, the set table, they would understand what she felt. So all week she thought, and she thought, and she thought, and then she thought some more until she decided what to do. Friday afternoon, she rushed home from school, cleaned the house, and she swept the floors as best as a little girl could. She set the table with a clean white tablecloth and napkins and dishes, and then she went to set up the candles for Shabbos. Now, she knew where her mother kept them. They were on the third shelf of the kitchen cabinet. So she climbed up onto the countertop. She opened the cabinet and took down two Shabbos candles. Now, they were in their own special glass holders, and she placed them so carefully on the table on a sheet of silver foil. Everything was ready for her parents. She knew they would be surprised and they would finally understand what she was trying to tell them. The sun was setting and the lower in the sky, and she remembered that her teacher at Hebrew school told her the candles had to be lit before sundown. And it was starting to get late, and the little girl was waiting for her mother, but soon it would be too late. The little girl prepared to light her Shabbos candles. She covered her eyes, and she began, "Baruch Atah Hashem," when she heard her mother scream, "What are you doing?" The little girl turned and saw both of her parents standing in the dining room staring at her, and she smiled, and she said, "I lit these candles for you because I love you so much. If we don't revitalize, invigorate, and challenge our children, then they will light Yahrzeit candles for us and their belief. Let us strengthen their hearts, and let us all celebrate Shabbos together. Amen."